Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Worldview does matter. It shapes your ideas and your behavior. But there's some shocking information from the American Culture and Faith Institute by George Barna's research, and it involves worldview information. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, in this particular case, I just want to talk about the 1,000 interviews. It's the largest worldview survey ever conducted by the American Culture and Faith Institute. They have others as well. There's 4,500 interviews. There's many other types of interviews they did. But I want to focus on the 1,000 interviews of adults 18 and plus nationally. They have three categories: biblical belief score, with 20 questions that they're asked to gauge and monitor their biblical belief; biblical behavior score, another 20 questions on their behavior; and then the integrated disciple score. Do they integrate their beliefs with their behavior? Does their belief affect their behavior? And let me just go through a couple of these, Matt. On the biblical belief score, we're not going to go through all of these, but 10% have strong biblical beliefs. 10%. That's 90%, in other words, don't have strong biblical beliefs. That means they've answered 16 or more of the 20 items on that particular biblical belief questionnaire. And it's basically very simple stuff. It's not theologically deep. It's, you know, do you believe that there's a God who created? Very basic kinds of things. 10% have strong biblical beliefs. 24% have moderate biblical beliefs, meaning that only 34% have strong to moderate biblical beliefs, but 35% are below average, and 31% have minimal biblical beliefs, meaning that is 66% have below average biblical beliefs, meaning that for the below average, they've answered 4 to 8 of the 20, and for minimal, only 3 or less of the 20. And again, these questions are very simple, basic doctrinal questions or Bible questions. You don't have to have theology training for these questions. So it's really shocking that only 10% have strong biblical beliefs.
Well, it's eye-opening, and it tracks with what we see happening around us in our culture, even within the church to a large extent. You interviewed George Barna himself a couple weeks ago for the 3 episodes of Faith and Freedom. You talked about this survey. Well, he does fantastic work here, but, you know, you're talking about the biblical belief scores here. What's even more concerning to me is when you start getting into the biblical behavior score, and only 18% of Americans have strong biblical behavior. 16 or more of the 20 items answered biblically. And that statistic right there, I mean, that means more than 80% of individuals do not hold and engage in strong biblical behavior.
Yeah, you've got 38% have moderate biblical behavior. They've answered 9 to 15 of the 20 items correctly. 35% below, 9% minimal. Now, here's the thing. If you put these as parallel columns, on the left hand, I'll just read the biblical belief. On the right hand, I'll read the behavior. For strong beliefs, it's 10%. For behavior, it's 18%. For moderate belief, it's 24%. For behavior, it's 38%. Notice that it's higher behavior. For below average belief, it's 35%. Exactly the same for biblical behavior, 35%. For minimal, it's 31% have minimal biblical beliefs, 9% have minimal biblical behavior. The interesting thing is that in the strong and moderate category for behavior, they have behavior that's a little better, although shockingly low, compared to their belief. Mm-hmm. 10% have strong biblical beliefs, but 18% have strong biblical behavior. Now, in talking to George Barna about that, what it appears is that the people don't have a strong biblical belief, but at least 8% more on the strong biblical behavior have better behavior than they have belief, meaning that they're acting better than they actually believe. What does that mean? It means that they could easily be persuaded not to act that way, because if they have outside sources, particularly influences from the media, that challenges the behavior that they are engaged in, good behavior, they have no basis to stick to it. They don't have a strong biblical belief to anchor them, so they can easily be swayed into bad behavior. The bottom line to this entire survey, Matt, is that we are woefully lacking in Bible and biblical knowledge, people in general and pastors as well. They are not preaching it. These Sunday schools and churches and Christian schools are not teaching it, and people are not exercising their own ingenuity and efforts to read the scriptures to know what the Bible actually says.
Well, and these findings are in keeping with some of the observations I've made over the years in education, even at a major Christian university. Now, they're at liberty there. They teach a strong biblical worldview and perspective, but a lot of the kids starting school at Liberty, and even some who would come to the Liberty University School of Law, you saw clearly that when they got there, even though they had grown up in Christian homes and had been exposed to scripture and church, and that they were really operating from a more of a secularist worldview, more of a secular progressive worldview in a lot of ways. And that's because there are so many influences in our culture that are pushing entertainment and media, and that are pushing that secular worldview and undermining biblical worldview. And you see a lot of these kids, finally, their eyes are opening at Liberty University School of Law, and they start to get it. But it's, you know, my observations in the past have tracked quite closely to what this Barna survey has discovered.
Yeah, it really does. Our experience with Covenant Journey, we have Christian college-age students who have leadership potential that come on these Covenant Journey trips to Israel, literally life-changing, immersive experience. And they are hungry for Scripture. We do a lot of Bible teaching and lessons and discussions on site. So we actually read the Scriptures where they actually happen. And their experience there is amazing, because they are hungry for this kind of teaching, but they're not getting it in their churches by and large. Sometimes they're not getting it in the schools. And in our case, we have these students, they're very, very, you know, amazing students. But some of them have gone to secular schools undergrad, and they come to a Christian school for undergraduate level. And some of them are in, you know, very liberal schools. So they're constantly being challenged, whether before college or during college, with the worldview. And if they're not grounded, they can easily shift. And that's where you have this difference between behavior. They may intuitively act one way, but they don't have any grounding necessarily. I'm not talking about our Covenant Journey students, but I'm talking about in general. They may not have the grounding as to support why they're acting that way. So if they have someone that they meet and there's an experience or there's a media that can be compelling, they can change their ideas easily because they have no grounding. So for the people listening to this program, I think that the challenge to all of us is read the scriptures. I am very strong at getting into the scriptures. I work out 6 days a week. And during my workout, I'm always either listening to praise and worship, good praise and worship music, or the scriptures. And that way I can go through the Old and New Testaments many times in a year. It's amazing how much time you have when you're driving or working out or wherever you're doing grocery shopping, whatever you're doing. You can fill your mind with good biblical teaching. And that, I think, is essential.
Yeah, definitely is. We are to immerse ourselves in Scripture. All Scripture is good for learning and counsel.
Yeah. So I hope that that's an encouragement to you and a challenge to all of those who are listening. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And by the way, the information on this research is at culturefaith.com, culturefaith.com. But you can go to our website, lc.org, lc.org, for more information. Lots of resources, good books to read to help shape and lay that foundation for a good biblical worldview. You know, the left progressive liberal agenda has literally tried to obliterate objective reality and to silence anyone who opposes it. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Click on our online store for research and information, additional information on this and other topics, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers, and your consistent financial support, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.